Welcome back to Our Soul, a podcast by Faith Choice Ohio, Ohio's faith voice for choice.
Welcome back, friends, to a very special episode of Our Soul. This is the 100th episode of the Our Soul podcast. That woo came from Kelly Fox. Kelly Fox over there. My name is the Reverend Terry Williams. Terry Williams, Kelly Fox, we've been with you for, I don't want to say we've been with you for 100 episodes because sometimes we've been on, off different folks in the space, but we have collectively been with you in the gestalt for 100 episodes of Our Soul. And we're taking a little look back today at all of these episodes and these fantastic guests and the fantastic topics that we've covered in now almost 4 years. We began Our Soul, first launch was the 26th of June in 2020. And for those who don't remember, we had a very different lived experience in 2020 than we have right now. The pandemic was in its infancy, its early days. We were hoping it was like almost over in June 2020. Ha ha, not so much. We had a different president. We had two different people on the Supreme Court. There were a lot of different things going on, and it was almost 2 full years before the earth-shattering Dobbs decision in our repro ecosystem that really moved heaven and earth in not good directions in the wider scope of our life together. We've been through a lot in that period of time, and this podcast is kind of shown it all. I'm interested, Kelly, as we gather in this 100th episode, like, how are you feeling about that? This episode, by the way, for those who are not initiated, this episode really was birthed as the brainchild and the heart child of Kelly Fox. Kelly Fox is the one who knew how to do podcasting and was like, we could do a podcast. And everybody else in our organization was like, that sounds really cool. You're going to have to teach us your ways. So as the one who brought this medium forward in this space, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's weird to think back to, right when we were first starting. So when I started at Faith Choice Ohio, that was February of 2020. So just a few months before we started this podcast. And it's just funny to think about, like, February of 2020, we were talking about going to conferences. We were talking about, like, having in-person podcast recording. We were talking about, things like that, doing in-person events, all of that stuff. And then March of 2020 hit and, you know, everything happened and the rest is history. But for those of you who don't know, before this podcast, I actually had my own podcast that I did as a part of a college project that I guess I could link it in the description. It's called Demasked, and it only has like 5 episodes, but it talked about like toxic masculinity and things like that. And so when we were starting here and we were trying to think of like what are other ways that we can, you know, talk about what the work that we're doing and spread more information about repro to people. And I was like, oh, I know how to do a podcast and I have access to GarageBand. So, you know, we can pull something together and do that. And luckily, I remember at the time we were sharing this radio spot with Pro Choice Ohio. And we were doing, you know, every other week off and on because they didn't have the capacity to be doing it every week. And we were just getting off the ground. So it was just like a good start for us. And I personally, you know, I'm an audio processor. I listen to audiobooks. I like talking through my thoughts and things like that. And so to be able to be on this podcast has been really great. You know, I'm glad that we could make this happen and that we could, you know, just be in the smallest of ways in community with the people that you know, support us. And yeah, also it's just like weird to look back and think about like our first episodes and some of the stuff that we talked about then. And also some of the stuff that we still reference back to, like, you know, our liver and onions episode back in the beginning, where we talked about abortion.
It's a great episode. It's a fantastic liver and onions. Episode. Yes.
I still think back to, you know, some of the crazy stuff that has happened, comments from politicians here in the state of Ohio that I will never forget.
Steve Huffman. Steve Huffman for yeah, everyone who's
Steve Huffman.
Not,
yeah. And that was like one of our first episodes talking about how Ohio politicians were reacting to COVID. And that I think I will never forget that. And then also I've just like really appreciated this as a space to talk about things that I'm really passionate about. You know, we've mentioned many times the restorative and transformative justice training, and just talked about like a different way of viewing the world and a different way of being that is not often encouraged in, you know, our everyday life. So I've just, you know, I like being here. And also you know, as a podcast editor, it has been a learning experience for me to learn how to edit. Just so everyone knows, I guess, I don't do too much to our podcast episodes. You're pretty much hearing exactly how me and Terry record, and I try not to cut too much because I feel like it makes us more personable. But it has been a learning experience to be able to edit, to be able to have conversations with Terry and with all of our wonderful guests. We, before recording today, went through and saw that we've had like 21 guests.
21.
And which is a lot, you know, that's almost a quarter of all the episodes that we've done have been with guests. And, you know, it's been nice to be able to meet so many people and to have so many great conversations that I frequently walk away from podcast recordings feeling like I learned something, even though I am the one who is recording. So that has been a great time. And also just as an appreciation to my co-host, it's been a great time to get to know Terry, and we have built such a rapport together, that I'm sure you can hear in our recordings, that has just been, you know, it's nice to have. So I am definitely looking back at all our episodes with joy and reverence and just like glad to be here and glad to continue into the future. What about you, Terry? What are your reflections?
So as we I've gotta share with folks. Kelly already knows this, but for the benefit of you who are listening, when we first talked about having a podcast, because I'm a geriatric millennial. For people who are not aware, I'm considerably older than Kelly, generationally, and I'm like, even though I'm a geriatric millennial in age, I'm even older in my spirit. Like, in my spirit, I'm like almost a boomer, right? When I get new electronic equipment, I like to read the entire manual. I'm that guy, right? So when we started talking about this medium of communicating about religion and repro, I was like, oh my goodness, like the amount of planning that we're going to have to put into this. Because I'm thinking about podcasts, like professionally done podcasts through like CNN or NPR or like, you know, true crime, those kind of things. Like, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, everything has to be scripted and we're going to be like, you know, highly rigid in, you know, how we can address things. And I was not sure, like, how is this going to work? And I remember one of our first conversations, you know, Kelly had to say, yeah, that's not what we're going for here at all. Like, I don't want to be a part of something like that. And I was thinking this would be more like a conversation that invited other people to wonder about things in the same way we wonder, and to let people into the private conversations that we often have that are so rich and full. And I remember that that phrase, rich and full. And I was like, oh, so this is not like high external production. This is about being open and vulnerable. And to some degree, I know this word has a lot of baggage and a lot of other meanings, but like allowing an intimacy with the conversation around repro that is a healthy intimacy and a healthy closeness around what can often be some very, very divisive or even trauma-filled topics, right? I mean, we've addressed on this podcast, we have addressed the horrible racist misinformation of legislators. Just FYI, that reference to good old Steve Huffman, our second episode, I think it was our second episode overall, was entitled "That Man Said What?" Because we had a legislator in Ohio, still have a legislator in Ohio, still he's still part of the General Assembly as far as I know, who suggested that people of color were experiencing worse health outcomes and effects from the pandemic. He suggested that that may be because those people aren't washing their hands as much. And it was like, yeah, just this horrendous, clueless, vile racism coming out of this man. And we were like, yeah, we've got to have a conversation about this. Because yeah, it is it direct, like part of the repro legislative agenda? No, it's definitely reproductive justice framework and how we look at the world and how we look at people who frankly have to bear in their bodies the negative consequences of ignorant people all the time, right? So we had that conversation and I can remember engaging and we got our feelings out. And then when that episode aired, I had people starting to send me text messages, you know, direct messages on socials, talking to me when, you know, I showed up in, at that time, Zoom rooms, because we were still in the midst of like heavy pandemic. And they were like, oh my gosh, we loved the podcast episode this week. And I was like, wait a minute, you're all like listening to us? Like, I thought we were having to, like, I just had this idea that we were creating content that eventually somebody somewhere might, like, you know, eventually stumble upon. And it dawned on me that, oh no, this conversation is not only necessary, but it is actually really productive for folks. And we're just so glad for those of you who listen to us regularly. We're so glad that you have gone on this journey with us to consistently engage this conversation around religion and repro in ways that are deep and profound, but also that kind of like casual learning option of Kelly and I often teach each other on the podcast about new and wondrous things, or we wonder together about things that we're like, why in the world is that there? That's kind of the whole definition of this community format. And for me, I've come to appreciate the realness of being able to just open yourself to learning new things. Education is a key cornerstone of the work that we do at Faith Choice Ohio. But not only to be good educators, but to be good lifelong learners as well. To stay curious, to stay interested in hearing new perspectives and understanding that we don't carry it all, right? We don't carry everything in, even the things that we claim expertise on. We're just part of a community. We are part of the global sphere of this work that is carried out in ways that we really don't understand until we step back and get perspective. We step back and see the whole of this community in function. It's just amazing to me that, you know, here we are at 100 episodes and, you know, you look back at these guests. We're going to put a list of our guests and their respective contributions, their episodes in the show notes. So you can take a look at all these guests. But like to hear the voices of individuals from, you know, the perspective of voting rights advocates and patients to advocates programming, telling their stories about abortion, reproductive loss, Having conversations with folks at Equality Ohio regularly about how all of this repro work is directly linked to LGBTQ plus liberation. It's profound to see the intersections that happen in this podcast because of the method of delivery, because of the method of engagement.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm just over here as we're talking, just looking through all of the episodes that we've had. I mean, we have in the course of this podcast, I mean, had a coup, had Roe fall, had the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just had the Derek Chauvin case happened. I look back at our second episode with Kelly Copeland. Gosh, Kelly Copeland. I don't know why the words are staying in my mouth. Anyway, but with Kelly Copeland about the June Medical versus Russo case back in 2020. It was like right when I was first starting here at Faith Choice Ohio, and thinking about how then that episode name is called "One Man Was Never a Good Plan," and that was when, oh gosh, Chief Justice Roberts like went.
It was
on the good side.
Yeah, it was Roberts who went with us, and I loved it because Kelly Copeland, who is just a tireless advocate for all things repro freedom and reproductive justice frameworks, Kelly Copeland's like, yeah, this is great, but you know, one man is never a good plan. And as soon as those words left her lips, I said, that's the episode title, because we were talking in that moment, and you know, Kelly Copeland just hit it right on the head. Hey, this is not a lasting plan, and we are going to suffer the fall of Roe in the next, you know, year, 2 years, 5 years. It's going to happen. And that was less than 2 years before the fall of Roe. Like, advocates like Kelly Copeland, who, you know, with her vision, with our vision together, we all knew what was coming, right? We were preparing for what was coming. And at the same time, so much else, you know, falling into place to make that perfect storm really have the impact that it did, right? To where it wasn't a 5-4 decision. It was the 6-3 decision because of the machinations of the court. It was not a narrowly tailored decision because they didn't have to narrowly tailor it. It was a complete abolition of federal protection for abortion through the Roe framework. All of that, knowing that when that occurred, we were able to point people back to, hey, by the way, we've already like pre-gamed this, right? Really smart people like Kelly Copeland and other folks have been thinking about this for a long while. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. You do not have to like suddenly recreate any kind of advocacy framework. It's here. These people are doing this work. You know, all is not lost. And when Dobbs came down, we saw, you know, a huge increase of people downloading and playing through our early podcasts because people were looking for that perspective. And I like to remind people, like, that perspective gathering of folks is what really led people to then join these movements that are already existing, that predated the Dobbs decision. Those movements that propelled us to the victory we had last year at the ballot box. Those people who got activated, who were able to access this information, process, and understand, oh yeah, there is something we can do about this, right? There have been people working on this for a long while, and now we're going to join them, and we're going to enshrine reproductive freedom in the Ohio Constitution. Booyah! You know, that came down. That came because of this constant press of work that is happening behind the scenes, under the surface, whatever metaphor you want there. It's happening regardless of whether people see it. And we have been able to gather those moments together so that when people are ready to look, they can look and say, ah, aha, we see this has been going on. This work is not just something brand new. It's it's the work of the whole movement.
Yeah. And I think one thing that I really appreciate about this podcast and what we're able to do here is not only to talk about like how the work has been going on for a long time, but to also talk about like the you know, I mean, I mentioned earlier that we talk a lot about restorative and transformative justice, and we talk about, you know, the care that has to go into doing this work. And that is the reason that people have been able to survive for so long. In the midst of trauma, in the midst of, you know, constant struggle, a lot of that has to do with the fact that, like, at the end of the day, we have to care for ourselves and we have to care for each other. And I don't know if that really would have come across the same way if we, you know, weren't in this kind of medium where we're able to just talk about how we're feeling in a moment. You know, we had this podcast here when, all of it was going on, you know, every election we, you know, look back, but also have this mindset of in the end, we still rely on each other because we know the state is never going to fully support us. And it's great to have a place where we could, you know, go back and say like, you know, in the end, the work is important, and doing the work and being out there and naming and claiming what should be ours is really important. But also, if you are burnt out, if you are, you know, not able to sleep, if you're not able to take care of yourself, you know, what is the quote like about the revolution to be like pleasurable? I'm gonna look it up, but like this idea of caring for yourself is a part of the revolution. So,
and I want to delve into that a little bit, because I was just sitting here thinking, like, the question that I have for you, and it's a question that I'm gonna give my answer first because I don't want you to steal my answer. But it's also because I want to give you a little time to think. The question that came to my mind is, in these 100 episodes, among the things that you would have done different, what is one thing you could share that you would have done different, you would have handled differently, you would have covered differently in this space? And like I said, I'm going to answer first because it really weighs on me. The information we put out into the world and how that affects people. You know, we have wrestled with a lot of very difficult topics on this podcast. And we had one podcast episode particularly about Palestine and Israel. And even before the events of October 7th of last year, Palestine and Israel, it's a difficult conflict in so many ways. There's just multifaceted issues on all sides of that conversation. Humanitarian issues, issues with state-sanctioned violence, issues of race and ethnicity. And there are a lot of people in the wider movement space that consistently said, don't have this conversation. Don't talk about this. It's just going to make people mad, right? And we've never shied away from those things. And we chose to have a conversation very early on, long before October 7th, 2023. And that podcast was produced in such a way that I think we did not understand the necessity of setting some boundaries and some ground rules early in the podcast to let people know where we were headed, because the front end of that podcast made a lot of our friends and colleagues very angry. I received a lot of communication, particularly from friends who are rabbis, who didn't get through the podcast because they heard things in the first 5 or 10 minutes of that podcast that they have only ever heard accompanied with ideologies that are harmful, that are abusive, that are violent to them and to their communities, and they just tuned out. And the reality is, when you listen to the whole podcast, and you know, when my colleagues, you know, were able to do that, you know, at my urging and with my accompaniment, they were able to say, "Oh, I see where you were headed here." But the concept that individuals who have been denied the right to exist as a people, when they're put in places where they're not sure if you really do value their tradition, their ethnic group, their identity in that way, it really places them in a risk space that is not fair. And I think for me, I kind of grieve the fact that we were not more upfront and direct in saying, "Hey, guess what? Everybody has a right to exist. We do believe very strongly that our Jewish kin not only have a right to exist and survive, but to thrive and flourish. And we also believe that state-sanctioned violence against folk, regardless of who that folk happened to be, is wrong, writ large." The struggle, of course, with that ongoing conversation is that there are not easy answers. But that is what this podcast is about. This podcast is about delving into the depths of human struggle and the depths of those tenets of reproductive justice, right? The ability to have children, not have children, and parent the children we have in safe and sustainable communities with bodily autonomy for everybody, right? That's a really big, big vision. It's a big cast, and it requires a big space.
Yeah. I think I also I think about that podcast as well. If I'm thinking about things that we could have done differently. So I think I appreciate that we can have hard conversations here, but maybe for people, especially since this podcast is on the radio, for people who don't know us in the way that people who maybe listen to our podcasts regularly know us, it might, you know, I understand how that may come off not the way that we wanted it to. And I think I have definitely learned more about how we plan our episodes. And I think since then, our pre-recording time has, increased so we can talk about what is this episode going to look like before we actually do it, and making sure that we, you know, are living into our values and things like that. But I appreciate that even in the cases where we maybe don't initially come off the way we want to, we can still finish the way we want to, and we can still have those tough conversations with people about what assumptions may be made about what we were going to say, and you know, take responsibility for what we can, but also name that we, you know, we believe in the autonomy and the right to live for everyone, but we don't believe in state violence, and that's a fact. We can both live into our values and remind people that we're not against them. So yeah. Well, this thus concludes the 100th episode of this podcast. It's been great being with you. It's been great continuing to have tough conversations and continuing to be together. I just look forward to having more tough conversations, making more mistakes, having more bloopers that me and Terry hold on our computers, and continuing to show up for reproductive justice and for what's right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Our Soul. If you'd like to hear more of our conversations on religion, abortion access, and all things repro, you can find all our episodes on Podbean, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. For more content, training, and other information, check us out at faithchoiceohio.org.